All right, over these past few weeks, as you've been listening to Behind the Mitten on Saturdays at noon here on WPHM with John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, you have heard them crisscrossing the state looking for Michigan's best barbecue. And they've finally exhausted all possibilities, and they've come up with their answer as to who has the best barbecue. And I understand they're going to be making that announcement a little bit later on today. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Yes, we are going to make our announcement a little bit later today, and we're super excited to reveal not only our winner, but our top 10. And then tomorrow we'll have a list of all of our visits, because really everybody was fantastic, and it was great to see how much barbecue has improved across the state of Michigan over the last couple of years.
Well, it really has become, I hate to say trendy, because that doesn't sound quite sincere, but it's really gained in popularity. And one of the interesting things, we talked about this one of the previous visits that we had, is the fact that there isn't really a Michigan style, or maybe there is, a barbecue, but they kind of borrow from a lot of the other regions, don't they?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's great that you brought that up, Paul, because that's one thing that we really did find on this journey, is that a lot of the barbecue guys believe that they're making a Michigan style barbecue. And when I said, well, what the heck is that? You know, it's all about the wood that we have available here in Michigan.
Oh.
What we have available here is really different than what they have available in Texas. And so the fact that most of these guys are a lot of them at least, are using apple and cherry woods from our orchards, and that wood really affects the flavor of the meat when you smoke it. And so what you're getting here, while it might be, you know, a Texas-style brisket, because of the wood they're using, it tastes totally different than a brisket you would get in Texas. And so a lot of them are calling it either Northern-style barbecue or Michigan-style barbecue, and they are incredibly proud of the fact that it's something unique to the country.
Well, you'll be making the big reveal online later today, and I'm sure talking about it this weekend. What do you got coming up on the show on Saturday?
On the show this week, we visit with our good friends up in Gaylord. I know that they've been on the show a lot, but we always love to go and see them. We actually happen to be in town for barbecue, visiting the Iron Pig Smokehouse, and so we did the show from up there. Snowbelt Brewery is where we record at, and of course we'll do Beer of the Week. And we talk with our good friend Paul Beach now from the Tourism Bureau. And we learned about some cool things you can do outdoors in Gaylord year-round. It really is, their tagline is all outdoors, and it is such a cool place to visit all four seasons. I mean, the colors right now are at their peak in the Gaylord region, but there's stuff doesn't stop when fall and winter hit in Gaylord. In fact, it's been one of the places I've learned to truly embrace winter is in the Gaylord area. They have everything from cross-country skiing to downhill skiing, great hikes. And one of the coolest things you can do, I think, in Michigan, you can do winter rafting on the Sturgeon River. And that'll be that happens year-round. And it's absolutely breathtaking.
Winter rafting? I've never heard of that.
I know, Paul. You got to come with me. It's so cool. They bring out the big inflatable rafts. So they're very, very safe, very sturdy. There's no chance you're going to tip. There's guides that come with you, so they take you down the river. You do have to do a little bit of paddling, which keeps you warm. And as long as you have a good coat and boots on, I was never cold. And everything is covered in snow, and it's a silent beauty as you coast down the Sturgeon River, and you'll see deer and other animals, and then you'll come under a tree and a bunch of snow will fall on you, and it's just absolutely awesome.
What a cool idea. Sounds good. We'll be listening on Saturday. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.